Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We wanted to dive into the subject that's urgent and uncomfortable, the state of South Africa's healthcare system and the claim loudly echoed by groups, some groups like Operation Dudula, that illegal immigrants are pushing the healthcare past breaking point. Is there truth to this? And perhaps are we really just looking for a scapegoat? Gabriel Krauss is a writer and analyst. He from the Institute of Race Relations, and we wanted to chat to him about this. Gabriel, good morning. I'm hoping you're well. Let's start with the facts. How strained is the South African healthcare system right now?
Good morning, Howard. It is doing very poorly indeed. It's hard to know. There are a series of measures, but in terms of waiting times, in terms of actual health outcomes, the healthcare system, and in terms of complaints of effectively botched operations, the public healthcare system is doing worse now than it was, and it's coming off a low base. And I think just to give like a vivid recollection, I think we can all remember the number of hospitals in Johannesburg that in particular that burnt down, where like operational capacity has never fully returned. I think we can all remember the hospital, you know, whose dedicated task was to deal with mentally ill people, in the end was leaving people. And there's been no accountability for that. So I think that just sort of sends us to this higher level question of like, okay, so it's not doing well, but are we solving the problem? Are there things in place to solve the problem? Also not really the case. When things go wrong, we seem to not really be learning the lesson.
And therefore, that does indicate that maybe we are looking for a bit of a scapegoat. Do we have reliable data on how many foreign nationals are using the health services?
I'm not actually sure. I had a quick squiz. I wasn't able to get good nationwide data. There's some more localized stuff, but I didn't see good collated stuff. I think that there's something though that makes me very suspicious of the thought that foreigners are, so to speak, clogging up the system. And it's this: I know quite a few people who have used and, you know, rely on South Africa's public hospital system, and I've got very close people who with terminal illnesses, with chronic illnesses, and sometimes there's a confusing thing, and then I ask, like, well, didn't you ask the doctor for clarity about this? Like, you've gone back after month, and then the response that I get is, no, I'm afraid of the doctor, because that doctor has total power over me. If they want to just lose my file, if they want to just rearrange things such and such, I can be completely lost in the system. So there's a lot of people who are very terrified of public doctors. So the notion that like a foreigner can go in and get treatment in a way that's somehow inappropriate because our public doctors feel so duty bound to, you know, treat every single person who comes through the front door with great respect, that strikes me as entirely inconsistent with the fact that they won't even treat South Africans often with even basic respect in terms of supplying information about what treatment they are getting. So the short answer is no, I don't really know the data, but my suspicion is that in terms of section, I think it's 26.3 of the Constitution, if there's an emergency care situation, even if it's an immigrant, it's got to be given. So I'm sure that is happening, and I'm sure some treatment is being given. But my strong suspicion is that people are sometimes being turned away. There have been some reports of that, and that even as they percolate through the system, that there wouldn't be queue jumping for a disfavored group over a favored group in a system that's very chaotic and where doctors so and administrators can kind of make whatever they want.
So is it lawful or even ethical to deny medical care based on an immigration status?
I mean, in terms of our constitution, there is no distinction made in Section 27 between South African residents, South African citizens, and South African and immigrants to South Africa, whether they be legal or not. I think that it is worth noting that the Constitution says it does make this distinction. It says in terms of emergency services, everyone has to get whatever we can give. But in terms of just normal healthcare, there is a qualification within available resources because, you know, healthcare can kind of be infinitely expensive. And so there's a reasonable qualification there. And I think that you could discern that to mean that some distinction could be made between illegal and legal in terms of like...
Gabriel, are you there? Oh, I thought he was just thinking, but have we lost Gabriel? Which is a real pity because it's a fascinating conversation. I wanted to know if the government wanted to address the problem fairly and constructively. Where would it even begin? That's certainly something I've been pondering. Karen says many nurses have left. The doctors can't find placements. We need a miracle. That is from Karen. What do you think? 061-895-1019. Very simply, what do you think about the whether foreigners should have access or not. Gabriel, I believe you are back, which is great. I just wanted to ask you, if they were to address this problem fairly, the government, where would they even begin?
Thank you, Howard. Sorry about that. They'd begin at the border. So it certainly is the case that South Africa has a chaotic border that is permeable. And it should be the case that you can only get into the country if you do so in a legal manner.
Mm.
The second place they would go to is the government processing of both visa applications, of PT, of the special Zimbabwean dispensation applications, and of general asylum applications. And you know, there is so much evidence of corruption happening there, of people not being processed properly even when they do have all the right documents, and then being left to the point where it's all become invalid because you've kind of been turned away month after month, year after year, and then you have to bribe someone to get in. So you would speed up that process and get rid of anyone who's taking bribes, or change the incentive so that it's all cleanly administered. And then I think you will have gone a long way. And the third thing, actually, to address the problem is, I mean, South Africa has the world's highest unemployment rate. Really, a lot of the anger from Operation Dudula, from others, that goes towards foreigners is because of the fact that, like, the 60% of South African youth don't have a job. A lot of people, like, well over 1.5 million youth, like, haven't had a job ever, and they're, like, now getting into their 30s.
Mm.
And, you know, so they'll probably never have a job. So if you solve South Africa's other economic problems, at least to the point where we're increasing the number of people with jobs, I think that would also
reduce a lot of pressure off the system. Gabriel, we do need to leave it there. Thank you for that. As always, Gabriel Krauss, writer, analyst at the Institute of Race Relations.